darkness world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees, the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yeah! Flatbed boy. Uptown got its hustlers, Bowery got its bumps, 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker, he pool shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim boss, just because. You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull mask off, old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room, and Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. Song a different kind of story when the Big Jim hit the floor. Oh. They sing, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim. Yeah, Big Jim got his hat. Find out where's that is not hustling people strange to you, even if you do got a two-piece custom-made pool cue. You don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
We got some live Jim Croce there with You Don't Mess Around With Jim. Prior to that, we had the Eagles' Take It Easy. Not a lot of Eagles played on 1,000 Points of Light, but when it gets a mention, a significant mention, in Cameron Crowe's memoir, The Uncool, we play one song, and that's what we heard. The Doors, Break On Through. That was Break On Through number 2 from The Doors in Concert, and Sabbath's War Pig starting things off. I was having a withdrawal. I hadn't heard Black Sabbath in like 8 weeks. My God. All right, so thank you for joining me if you're just tuning in. Where the hell have you been? This is a show devoted to The Uncool, Cameron Crowe's memoir. Just came out. He toured, actually, and did like a reading. Did not play Boston, did not come to Boston. He was in New York. I did not have the opportunity to drive down there and to see him. Of course, Kate Hudson joined him in San Diego, so it was a bit more of a West Coast thing than East Coast. So we're here, and so one of his first big interview gets was the Eagles. Glenn Frey was the leader and of the group. Frey, of course, has passed. The Doors, we got The Doors in there because Cameron Crowe met Danny Sugarman. Danny Sugarman was a guy who ran the merch table at Doors shows. And little did they know that he became not just the guy or the kid who got involved with the merch, but he became like the keeper of their like legacy. So after Morrison died in 71, he became somebody who controlled the legacy, and of course I don't think he benefited financially more than the Doors themselves did. They're surviving Doors, but he turned it into something. He turned Jim Morrison into this icon, this like past hero, and I think he's responsible for like decades of that, of the Doors sort of becoming this revered group, even though their heyday had receded well into the past. Jim Croce, another early, so he was, Cameron Crowe was there to interview like another group, I can't remember who it was. But the facts are that it was so hard for him to get into the club because he was still underage. He was like 15 or 16. And so the club owner on this particular night made him stay in the dressing room with the bands and not come out because, you know, the club could lose their liquor license for having someone underage, you know, inside. But he was in the dressing room, and he was basically in the wrong dressing room, and the band that he was supposed to interview, he never connected with them, and instead he interviewed Jim Croce, and you know, Jim Croce's drummer, and they became, I guess they became friends or something over the years. So each, as I mentioned, each artist that we play here has a connection with, or within the story, including this next one from the Byrds. This is the Byrds with Graham Parsons, You Ain't Going Nowhere, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Clouds so swift, rain won't lift, gate won't close, railings froze, get your mind off winter time. You ain't going nowhere. Pick up your money, pick up your tent, you ain't going nowhere. A gun that shoots, tailgates, substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere. Could not keep all his kings supplied to sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we get up to it.
To the corner where the homeboys welcome me back. No feeling of isolation here. Well, I guess I must be on the right track. There are things that count in life, just to know my people got soul. That's where it's at. And let the good times roll. Keep that singing while I'm winning, waiting on the change to come. Keep that singing, and you begin it while the day is done. But you know the boats go by. Well, I got them go way back in my memory bank. See how it ought to be now. Head on down the roadside. Well, I'm singing, playing my song. How to do right here where I belong. Keep me singing while I'm winning, winning on my chains to come. Don't you keep singing. It's a new beginning when the day is
I loved you every day, and now I'm leaving. And I can see the sorrow in your eyes. I hope you know a lot more than you're believing. Just so the sun don't hurt you when you cry. Tomorrow we may still be there. And tomorrow we may still be there.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning, no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. And I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. The Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Oh, there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on those sleeping city sidewalks. Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw Daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school, listened to the song that they were singing. And I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonesome bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyon like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks Sunday morning coming down. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Oh, there's something in a Sunday makes your body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalk Sunday morning coming down.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, Chris Christopherson. Had a rough Sunday, he had a rough night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning was not much better. All right, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, that is, he was with Steve Earle on that one, so not an original recording from the 70s, but a good version of that nonetheless. Graham Parsons, A Song for You from GP. Van Morrison's Keep Me Singing, that was a mistake. There's no reason for me to play a song from 9 years ago when Van Morrison has quite a catalog from the early 70s. Birds, You Ain't Got Nowhere, You Ain't Going Nowhere, excuse me, from Sweetheart of the Radio started off the set. So we had Chris Christopherson there. So if you're just joining me, we are having a show devoted to the uncool Cameron Crowe's memoir. It came out about 6 weeks ago. And I'm just getting around to reading it. I'm sorry, I didn't get my advance copy. I had to go out and buy it with my own money. Anyway, so Cameron Crowe was interviewing Rita Coolidge, of all people, at a show in San Diego. And at the time, she was dating Chris Christopherson. And I think they were actually married, or maybe they were engaged or something. And then during the interview, Cameron mentions, you know, hey, could I, you know, speak to Chris or whatever, and she, you know, again, remember he's 16 years old at the time, so she must have thought this cute kid who's, maybe I can help him out and connect him with my more famous fiance, and so they, sure enough, they had a sit-down. He was there at the show. He saw Chris Christopherson's gig. There was a chat afterwards, a brief interview, which was cut short because he had to go off and meet his Rita's parents. It's a great story. And then rather than cut the interview short and just say, sorry, that's all the time I have, he asked him to come with. And so he followed Chris Christopherson. Cameron was with a couple of friends. So the friend drove him to this Mexican restaurant in San Diego where he waited outside for Chris Christopherson to show up. But he came, but the bar owner, the restaurant owner, didn't want him in there because he was underage. So they sat outside, not outside in the parking lot, but kind of outside the bar, and had the interview. And he got along so well that he asked him to come to L.A. and go to that show as well. So they continued the interview again in the hotel room in L.A. And then they did a gig. Cameron Crowe, of course, went to the gig. And then Chris Christopherson was like, well, I still have the hotel room through tonight, but I have to go off to my next show. So why don't you just stay in the room? So he and his friends stayed in Chris Christopherson's hotel room in L.A., and that's the Chris Christopherson story. Oh, man, it's like I know it so well, it's like I was there. All right, anyway, let's move on. Up next, it's this one from Lee Michaels, an artist I did not know anything about, but he was somebody else who was well-known in the early 70s, and we're going to hear his hit, Do You Know What I Mean?
I just saw her with my baby. sky. What do you want me to do?
Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
I think I really dug it. I was
I have a hard time over talking over Bruce Springsteen, but this is not the last song of the night. I want to play one more, and I want to be done at 10, so that's what's happening. But Cameron Crowe, he interviewed Bruce Springsteen during his first trip out to L.A., out to the California. And, of course, the hype was huge around Bruce Springsteen at this time, and he saw him play at the Troubadour. And even though he wasn't really comfortable in his own skin, when he was up on stage, he was incredible, and he won over the crowd. And Spirit of the Night was one of the songs that he played during that gig. Before that, we had Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson, Grateful Dead, Box of Rain. Lee Michaels started things off with Do You Know What I Mean? And so what's the song that we're going to be wrapping up with? Well, it's going to be this one from Elton John, of course, which a song that would play prominently in Almost Famous. We're going to wrap up with Tiny Dancer. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.
Gets out for gold.